And today we are praying for destiny fulfillment. We are praying for God's word to be fulfilled. Whatsoever the Lord said will be done, whether through prophecy, whether through personal revelation, or through our faith, whatsoever today we are praying, let it happen. Now, I want to say a very important aspect to you from the proverb which Jesus Christ gave, known as the parable. Jesus gave a parable, which is not just a parable, right? We're going to give you a scripture as I'm talking in a few minutes. It's not just a parable that Jesus Christ gave, but it is a prophetic teaching and precedence that he tried to reveal to us what happens in the spirit. Firstly, the word of God is like a seed. If I speak a word to you, it becomes a seed. That seed has the ability to germinate, to grow, or it has the ability to die. Am I speaking to you? The word of God is like a seed. Okay, now, I don't want to complicate things. I don't want to talk about the word of God as a seed here. But let's go ahead. But we see the parable that Jesus Christ gave. What did he say? He said, there was a man who had seeds. And when he took some of those seeds, right, and when he planted some on the rocks, he said those seeds, they could not grow properly because the roots could not penetrate the rocks. Am I talking to you? Now, if I give a prophecy or if God releases a word, same as the parable, that word may find some rocks. Now, I don't know what are the rocks in your life, but trust you me, there are some rocks in the realms of the spirit that can actually prevent the growth. In Matthew 13, let's go to Matthew chapter 13, right? From verse 3, right, to 9. Okay?
Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on the stony places, where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no roots, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on a good ground and yielded a crop. Some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear.
Did you notice the parable? Speaking different grounds. The first ground is what? On the wayside. And what was there?
The birds came to pick
them. The birds came to pick them. Now, if you see how the scripture starts, it says from that parable, Jesus spoke so many things. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, so that parable that Jesus was talking about, there were so many things to learn from. Are you getting? There are so many things. We should actually look at so many things that parable was trying to say. It can mean this, it can mean that. So there are so many things in parables saying. There was a person now. He talks about the planting. Now imagine that there are things, they are birds of the air. Because what you must understand, there are things like birds, there are things like grasshoppers, there are things like locusts. In scripture, there are many places or flies which they are used as demonic entities. The caterpillars, the worms, they are used as demonic entities. Am I talking to you? That's why the Bible speaks that if you tithe, very good example, just giving an example, it says, I will protect your crops from the birds. Meaning to say, there are things in the spirit that can capture what has been planted. Now imagine there is a word of prophecy over your life, but that word of prophecy that has been given to you, there are certain birds that come and capture it. Now imagine that there's a word that God says, this is your destiny. Imagine the enemy creates an environment of rocks. So we have people right now, they have got a destiny, whether it's a business, a career, a project, but they are meeting so many hardships. The hardships we're talking about, these are setups, demonic setups of rocks, so that what has been said about you must, yes, be there. You must be seeing it. It must be growing, but it must have problems with having roots. So we have the idea, we have the project, we have the plan, but it is failing to what? To grow, because there are certain things, there are environments you are facing right now that are just giving it difficulty for it to grow and produce fruit. So we have people saying, Papa, I have got this project. Look at this project. Okay? Oh, so what's happening? Oh, I'm having so many things. Why? Because the enemy is creating what? The rocky ground. And when we are praying, listen to me very well right now, because I'm talking to you, especially you who's watching me now. Yeah, you. Hear me very well. There are rocks. When we are praying, we pray that what the enemy has put as setups must be what? Must be removed. If your seed has to happen, if your seed has to grow, because the scripture does not say that when it falls on rocks, it doesn't grow. It says it grows. But what happens, it eventually dies because the environment is not conducive. How many people have got business plans which are not happening because the environment is not what? Conducive. Why? Because the enemy puts in rocks. And that's what Jesus was saying. He said there are some seeds that can fall on the rocks. So we don't want your prophecy to fall on rocks. We don't want your idea to fall on the rocks. We don't want your identity to fall on the rocks. We don't want your vision to fall on the rocks. As we pray, we are removing, we are creating an environment that whatsoever has been planted, it must have an environment of sustainability and growth. Now, if you're hearing me, so I'm hearing you, prophet. So we're about to pray. You ready for this one? Yes. Are you ready for this one? Yes. We're about to do what? Pray. We're about to pray. Now, the scripture speaks of the wayside. Wayside, it means exposed. Where everyone can what? Can see. This is where ideas, where certain people, they have seen what you are planning to do. There are certain people, they have already seen who you are. It's not everybody who's happy with you. The biggest mistake most of you think or make is that you think that everyone is happy with you. And you think that for some reasons the devil tells you that you have no spiritual enemies. And you think you're okay. But I can promise you right now, if anything bad will happen to you, someone will say, I said it. Where did you say it? There are places they are saying that one day they will see your downfall. Someone will say they said it. I knew it. And you think everything is okay. That's how witchcraft starts. Witchcraft starts like that, where people begin to wish they were you, or if not you, you would fail. And then they say it deliberately as a word, and then they plant it, waiting. And then when something happens, they go back to those people and say, well, what did I tell you? When we are praying today, all these rocks we are removing. I'm telling you, all these rocks were what? Wayside, wayside. The Bible said, and they were seen by the beds. They were what? The issue is seen. If they were not seen, they would have grown. But something saw and went and removed it. There are people right now who the enemy has packaged as important people. But in the spirit, the enemy will use them as entities, as demonic spies, to see about what's happening. And there are spirits, evil spirits of darkness, that they are just monitoring you. They are monitoring spirits to see simple progress. You will find trouble ahead. Why? Because these are entities that are meant to remove the seeds that have been planted. So as we are praying today, if you have got a project, this project must happen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you've been planning to build a house, I want you to understand it is that in this year, that plan will happen. If you have a plan to go somewhere or to do something, whether it's marriage, whether it's to do with having a child, whatsoever that you've been believing God and you've been praying for, hear me very well. The seed is there. The word is there. What is not there is the environment. The enemy might bring in the wayside environment. The enemy might have brought in the rocky environment, or he might bring in the thorny environment. Whatsoever environment the enemy is putting upon our lives, upon our callings, upon our destinies, today we are removing. The Bible says only the one that fell on the good ground produced. Psalm 64, Psalm 84, and Psalm 104. We are saying we'll do beyond that. There will be a thousandfold. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? I want everybody of you to stand up on your feet as we go into prayer. Because what we want to do right now, it is known as prophetic labor room, where destinies are birthed. Maranta kapahate. Shakarahade. Now, hear me. And I want you to hear me very well. The prayer we are about to do now, it will make the environment conducive. Hear me. Rocks will be removed. Thorns. What are thorns? The Bible says what? It says when this seed is planted where thorns are, it starts growing very well. It says, but then the thorns sprang and choke. So the thing can start properly. I have people who God is using. Their calling is moving properly. But all of a sudden, things begin to what? To choke. There are people, they began something that was moving well. But as I'm speaking now, it's being choked. Did you hear Jesus? Or you just heard the parable? He said he spoke so many things. He spoke so many things, saying. So, that's very important. We're about to pray. Any thorn assigned by the enemy to choke what God has planted upon you, that thorn will be removed. I'm talking to somebody in this place. Someone I know, I am talking to, and you say, I am sick and tired of seeing my things being choked at a point of breakthrough, when something is about to happen, and then something all of a sudden would happen, and then I would fail. I am sick and tired. I want to see something happening over here. Some of you, you can't understand it. You can't just understand it. Now imagine that you have a destiny, and then the enemy has put in the rocks. Your seed is growing and we're all seeing it. All of a sudden, it withers. Now, it's good if it's only rocks. Some of you, both three. Wayside, rocks, and thorns combined. How far now? You have got those ideas, that prophecy you received, that revelation you have. How far? How are we? Are we okay?
No.
Did it happen?
No.
Exactly. Now you know now what's going on. The seed was there. Germination happened.
Yes.
Growth is started.
Yes.
And some didn't even, it didn't even grow. Before it grew, birds came and took the seed. So when we are praying with intelligence. We are going to command every environment, the enemy. Listen to me. If the devil wants to destroy your future, he does not come and destroy it. All he does is to create an environment for that seed. We are going to make a prayer. We are going to make a prayer. Today, we're in a labor room. It must be born. Your money must come. Your door must open. Your miracle must take place.
I receive.
I want you to say in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
As I pray.
As I pray.
I command.
I command.
This place I'm standing.
This place I'm standing.
Is a holy ground.
Is a holy ground.
I command.
I command.
This place I'm standing.
This place I'm standing.
Is a holy ground.
Is a holy ground.
As I raise my right hand.
As I raise my right hand.
I declare.
I declare.
I am the altar.
I am the altar.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every word from my mouth.
Every word from my mouth.
Is powered.
Is powered.
By the Spirit of the living God.
By the Spirit of the living God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now that we have prayed. You are standing now on the altar. You are standing on the holy ground. And I want you to believe, because when we are making such type of prayers, they should never be made from your brain. They should be made from your heart. I want your faith like you've never believed. Because this year, that destiny will happen. That testimony will happen. That breakthrough will happen.
I receive.
So wherever you are, we are about to make a prayer. And I want you to make this very seriously. Take this decision very seriously. The prayer we are about to make now, it will make things that were not happening happen. What have I said? Say, oh Lord,
oh Lord,
every seed upon my life,
every prophecy,
every prophecy,
every word of scripture,
every word of scripture,
speaking to my destiny,
speaking to my destiny,
let it happen,
let it happen,
by your mercy,
by your mercy,
and by your grace,
and by your grace,
oh Lord,
oh Lord,
I plead with you,
I plead with you,
I pray,
every seed
upon
my life,
let it
germinate, and produce fruit,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
Every thorn
assigned by the enemy
to pluck my seed, I command to be uprooted.
I command to be uprooted, as it is written.
Every seed which is not planted by the Lord,
the Lord shall uproot.
Every seed
not planted by you,
and every rock,
and
every stone assigned by the enemy,
assigned by the
to
enemy,
create an environment,
to create an environment
that my destiny,
that my
prophecy,
and my prophecy
must not grow.
I command
to be removed,
to be removed.
I command to be removed,
to be removed,
to be removed,
to be removed.
And every bare place,
and every bare place,
everywhere
side,
the enemy creates,
that enemy creates,
to monitor my progress,
to monitor my progress,
to monitor my destiny,
to monitor my,
to
destiny,
monitor my prophecy,
to monitor my.
I
command
no more monitoring spirits.
No more monitoring spirits.
No more monitoring spirits.
No more monitoring spirits.
Begin to pray where you are in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray in the name of Jesus. Secure your calling. Secure your destiny. Secure your family. Secure your ministry. Secure your future. Secure your destiny. Secure your project. This year you are finishing. This year you are doing it. This year you are finishing. This year is happening. This year is happening. It's happening.
It's happening.
This year is happening.
Pray the name of Jesus. Pray the name of Jesus. Kaya mandere bosata.
Yesu te parani amanta katuya. Lizo taya parani hato. Yalando sopaya parani hate. Shelemando soprani hata. Irando soprani amante ketepa. Jesus kelemando parani hate. Into soprani hato. Yato parani amanto soprani hate. Yanto sopaya parikato. Esute paradiamante irando sopra di ahate la catuya paradiamanto pradico.
Pray. Clap us and pray. Rico santo pratiamando precatia hase. Zento pratusha palusta tiamando procotia. Rica santa pratiamato. Zento prakatiamande. Gelusha tiahato. Rica santa prahate. Selepia manto statusha tiamando prakatia. Reco santa prahazo.
We speak in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We stand by the word of God.
Yes.
Every seed.
Yes.
That the Lord did not plant.
Yes.
We uproot it. In the name of Jesus. We stand by Jeremiah chapter 1.
Yes.
Verse number 10.
Yes.
We have the authority.
Oh, yes.
And the power to uproot every seed.
Yes.
That the Father did not plant. In the name of Jesus, we uproot sicknesses.
Yes.
We uproot rocks.
Yes.
Of pain and shame.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus,
name of Jesus.
We stand against.
Yes.
Every system of Satan.
Yes.
Every demonic structures.
Oh, yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
to
Jesus.
Hinder our prophecy.
Yes.
We stand by the word of God.
Oh, yes.
We stand by the word of God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
The, name of
the
Jesus.
Word of the Lord.
Yes.
Shall prevail.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
As it was in the days.
Yes.
Of Ephesians. So mighty grew the word of God. And it prevailed. In the name of Jesus. We prophesy. The word of God shall prevail in our destinies. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, we stand ancient of death. We shall see the fulfillment of the word of prophecy in Jesus' name. Every prophecy,
yes,
shall come to pass.
Yes.
Every declaration,
yes,
shall come to pass.
Yes,
as it is written,
yes,
the righteous,
yes,
shall speak a decree.
Oh, yes.
And the decree shall come to pass. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
we stand by the word.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
What are you, almighty mountain?
Yes.
Standing before Zerubbabel.
Oh, yes.
Every mountain.
Yes.
Mountain of hindrances.
Yes.
Barriers. Standing before us. In the name of Jesus. That shall be removed. That shall be removed. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We shall see the manifestation on the promises of God.
Yes.
We shall see,
yes,
the manifestation,
yes,
of the declarations,
oh,
of God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus,
the Son of the Living God.
Yes. Speak it well.
In Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Let me say something to you. When labor room right now, it depends on something. Say that you'll be here for a long time, or you're going to push your miracle to come out faster. Listen. If you're watching me, take this moment very serious. We are praying. We have spoken. The enemy can package thorns in the spirit. Thorns are things that the enemy will use to choke that which God has spoken. They are rocks, an environment that no matter what, things will just fail to happen because the environment cannot allow that thing to happen. And that's what the devil is doing. He's creating environments. Environments that have blocked who you are, blocked what God said. And the most important thing that I want you to understand is this. Before we go, we have prayed for things that can block your destiny, okay, that the enemy can bring. But now, these thorns could be yourself. The wayside could be yourself. The rocks
are those people with a heart. That even if we speak, they will hear the word, yes, but the word will not go deep. Whatsoever we are doing right now, it's not going deep into their spirit. They are hearing it, the word is falling upon them, but it's not going deep into their spirit. If there is a prayer point you have today, it's also to pray that God, every stony heart the enemy has brought upon me, it must be removed. Amen. Trust me, if the devil wants to destroy you, when he sees you've got a testimony or a prophecy or a destiny, what he does, he makes you to have a stone heart that even if you hear, but what you hear does not go deep. Thorns are those hearts that God will make you to have other things that you hear or you see, or when they or when the bank says we will possess your house. What happens? Those things now, they begin to affect your faith. Yes. What you are believing before, you're no longer believing. Because there are things, there are threats, there are things you are hearing. Can you imagine that I have been believing God for this to happen? Now I'm being told something opposite. These things now, instead of encouraging you, they start what? Discouraging you. They become thorns. And once the devil sends a thorn, even if there was something growing, it suffocates and fail to grow. And that's why you must be very watchful. As we'll be praying right now, identify which area are rocks that I hear God speaking to me. But still more, even if I have that word from God, but still more, there's a little bit of doubt. Which area I have got thorns? I used to believe God so much, but because of what's happening around, I am believing yes, but not like before, because it has been choked. And then there are those hearts that you can actually become the wayside. That anything that comes, it removes your faith. Anything that comes, it takes away what was planted in you. In fact, what you are praying for, believing God for last year, you're no longer believing it. Because the birds took away the seed. So we are going to prayer. This is what we call a reinforcement prayer. Whether you are already a believer or not, you pray that God, create in me a heart. Because it's not just about a seed, it's the seed and the soil. It could be a good seed, but a bad soil. So we want to make a prayer now. That's the prayer. That, Lord, can I become a soil that can produce? You speak to somebody, a prophecy, you. Yeah. The Lord says, this is what happened to you. I receive. Another one, you. This is what happened to you. I receive. Give them 4 years. Call them. One will have a testimony and one will not. According to research, which I did with it, Prophet Bedangel, there is no other research we can quote what other people did, because we know that the prophetic, which we normally do, most of it, it's what we are pioneering. We have other prophets, of course, a lot of them out there, but we are talking about what we do. We did a research. On every 10 people, we give prophecies. Am I talking to you?
Yes, prophet.
Only 5 out of 10. 50% of the people we prophesy to, they come back with a testimony. And 50% they don't. In fact, it does not happen. Out of every 10, because we know we are the ones who prophesy. So I can give you a research, because I prophesy to people. So I know after I've prophesied to you, you will come back to testify, and I know who it has not yet happened. So 50%. Now imagine out of 10, 5. In other words, out of 1,500, it didn't happen, and 500 it happened. And the only reason are these things I'm giving you. One, either the environment is rocky, or there were thorns. It started happening, and then it died along the way. Like, Papa, you prophesied, things began to happen, and then this happened. So either the environment is rocky, or the enemy sent some thorns, or the wayside, it was picked. Or it's them who the enemy made them to have a stony heart. That they hate it, they don't even pray over it, they don't even believe it. They just say, he prophesied to me. Oh, yeah, in 2018, Papa, you gave me a prophecy. Or the enemy made them. That when it was happening, something came up. It became what? A discouragement. It choked the word of prophecy. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says what? No weapon formed against you shall prosper. It does not apply to everyone. To those who believe that word. And the prophecy is not above the Bible. Prophecy is not above the Bible. If it's scripture in the Bible, you can believe it, it can happen. And you cannot believe it, it can't happen. Similar with the prophecy. It is a similitude. If I speak to 100 people and only 50, it happens. And then the 50 does not. It's because the 50, they will hear the prophecy. Either the enemy will create a rocky ground. They may have faith, but the environment where they are rocks. Or the enemy may bring in discouragements. So many problems, even things getting worse because the enemy is trying to choke that word of prophecy. So they stop talking about prophecy, they begin to talk about problems. That's how it gets choked. Because when you have a prophecy, God wants you to keep on confessing it, saying it. God said this, God said it. And what happens? You begin to talk about your problems. And it gets choked. Am I speaking to you? Now imagine the enemy creates that environment for you where there are rocks, where there are thorns. That's why we are praying. We are clearing the way. Every rock the enemy has brought for my seed to die, come out. Every prophecy I was given, let it manifest now. I'm talking to somebody. Every word of prophecy, let it what? Manifest now. And if it is you, if it is me that is blocking it, every place around me, I command every rock to come out. I am a good ground. My prophecy will happen. Begin to pray where you are. Clap your hands and make a prayer. Make a prayer. Make your word happen. Pray in the mighty name of Jesus.
Rekushanto prahato, zelatia mande preheta.
Rasoko prahalikia anto sovel kraato, raso valiakato losia ato, reriska paladia aza, rapakatia adruske praatia azo, rirosko paladia ato. Wherever you're watching, wherever you're connecting, make a prayer now. Le rosu velekia atore ika, rabakatala diamato, rerisko paladia ato, rirazize kata ate, rirosko paladia ato, le ikato, rireziza kata ato. Make a prayer. As the prophet has declared, you are coming out from that local environment in the name of Jesus. That environment of thorns, you are coming out as you pray in the name of Jesus. Nothing shall hinder your miracle. Nothing shall hinder your breakthrough.
In Jesus mighty name we pray. Let me say something to you as we are praying quickly. The last point. Have you noticed in the Bible that anyone who had a prophecy, thorns came after him? Rocks came after them. Do you remember the story of David? When he got a prophecy, he'll be a king. What happened next? What happened next? Rocks, thorns, and wayside. Everything was just piled up upon David. What happened to Joseph when he had a prophecy, when he told his brothers that I saw you bowing to me? What happened? There was a pit coming. There was a prison coming. Listen to me. Every moment there is a word, every moment God is speaking something to you or he's giving you a burden on something, the enemy will come after you. Thorns will come. Rocks will come. But today, we are removing everything. Every prayer we are about to make now, listen to me and listen to me very well. All you distant lands, Oh, you people conspiring, you destinies that the enemy has blocked, you shall be loosed. You environments the enemy has created, you shall be loosed. The environment shall be secured.
Yes.
We speak reinforcement. That thing the enemy is bringing to choke your word,
yes,
to choke your destiny, to choke the prophecy,
yes,
it will be removed.
Be removed.
We are about to make a prayer. Yes, Lord. Don't be in the natural. Don't be natural. Don't be in the natural. Right now, understand that something is about to be done.
Yes, Lord.
Whatsoever that is in you,
yes,
it will come to pass.
Yes, Lord.
It will happen.
It will happen.
Rub your hands. Just rub your hands. I want you to rub your hands. I want you to start praying right now wherever you are. Whether you'll be rubbing them or you'll be clapping your hands, make a prayer in the name of Jesus. You obstacle, you mountain, you mountain, you shall be removed.
Yes.
You rocks, you shall be removed.
You shall be removed.
You thorns, you shall be removed.
You shall be removed.
I have discovered your plan.
Yes.
You Satan, I have discovered your plan.
Yes.
I have discovered your plan.
Yes.
I command you, come out.
Come on.
I command you, come out.
Come on.
You are exposed.
Yes.
You are exposed.
You are exposed.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Be removed.
Be removed.
Command, 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 command.
Be removed.
Make
be
a prayer,
removed.
Make a prayer, make a prayer.
Rako Santo Pratia Hata.
Yes, 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 yes.
Parahazo. Gento Prokoshoto Pratia Mantokotopaha. Rico Santekeleba. Rekerepia Mando Prakatia. Shikoto Prakata Payamato. Rekasusotopahate. Rika Santa Pratia Mato. Rako Shakata Paradia. Every mountain on my way. Billy moved, Billy moved, Billy moved. In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. I pray for you.
Yes, Lord.
I pray for you now.
Yes.
Your destiny has to happen.
I receive.
Your plans must take place.
I receive.
Not next year, but this year.
This year.
I announce in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Supernatural happenings.
Yes,
divine interventions.
Yes,
divine connections.
Yes, Lord.
Divine manifestations.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Arishay.
Say amen.
Amen.